Alrighty, welcome to Friends to the Ends with Boily on Planet 104.6 FM. Thanks for tuning in and listening to my show. It's going to be a cracker tonight. This month, it's all about Kiwi music, celebrating New Zealand Music Month's 20th anniversary. Where does the time go? COVID-19 style. Before we kick into it, I want to do a big shout out to my two kids, James and Alana. I miss you and love you heaps. Keep safe and well, and I hope to see you on the other side. Given we're still in confinement and can't move a muscle, I've asked my fellow Radio 13 DJs, Claire Martin, Ruben Raj, and Roger Bowie, to pick three artists and join me virtually, you might say, as we reflect on some of our local Kiwi artists that we have taken a shine to over the years. It's going to be a licorice all sorts of eclectic choices and old blasts from the past, and I'm not just talking about Roger. So strap yourself in, grab a wine, beer or juice, rip open the salt and vinegar chips, and crack into that dip. Strap yourself in, because we're in for a hell of a ride tonight. Kicking off the first set, of course, is me, because it's my show. Then we'll have Claire, Ruben and Roger closing off for us. Known Associates are a band I've been following for some time, and my good buddy Wazza is the chief cook and bottle washer of the group, along with his band of brothers Grant Wills, David Hartley and Tori Leggett. I asked him to choose a track, which he duly did, and I said, why this one? And he said, Boily, this is a song we often finish our live set with, something we unfortunately won't be doing for a while. It's a great rocker and a real crowd pleaser. In the difficult and challenging times we're going through, it's also soother. It's also about reassurance. Someone once said to me, it made them feel like their pain was being shared and someone could help. It just seemed appropriate right now. It's from our first album, a song called Tell Me It's Right. It's All Right. Tell Me It's All Right. There you go. The band's second album, Ride the Wave, was just released on the 1st of May, just in time for New Zealand Music Month, and I can tell you it's a bloody cracker and has some stunning tracks. So grab it from all the download platforms you can think of, including iTunes, Bandcamp and SoundCloud, and support New Zealand music. And don't forget to check out my review on their album on Radio 13's website. My second choice... There's another local band called Table Fox, who I'm a huge supporter of ever since I saw them play at the studio on K Road supporting Big Country a few years back. I asked Matt Carson, their guitarist, to pick a track and tell me about it. Matt said, when I'm writing lyrics, I often attach an emotion to the music first to give me some idea on where the song will go. When Chris brought the opening melodic chime to practice, it had a sense of optimism to its feel, like the start of a difficult journey. Then when the band and riff chords blast in, it's at that point which someone might question that hopefulness. Once I had that concept, I based it around a connection of two people, but with some sort of roadblock to the plot. So the song is about two individuals from opposite ends of ideological spectrum starting to fall for each other. Their feelings towards each other may overcome the differences that could tear them apart. I tell you what, it's a great ditty and it's their latest single. And like Known Associates, go back and find them, download them, support New Zealand music because they're a great band and I can't wait to hear their new album when it's released. The third is Pretty Boys and Girls by Stereobus off their 1999 album Brand New. It's a band that I miss when they hit the scene back in the late 90s, but led by David Yetton, formerly of JPS Experience, this song sounds as fresh as the day it was released. It has a fuzzy guitar start with a great drop to the chorus and reminds me a little of the Jesus and the Mary Chain. Enjoy.
Tell me it's alright. For the moment, time goes. answer, but it's a no, but not success. We could let it burn, and then we clean up the mess. I'm a dreamer, don't you know, about you always staying on. And before the penny drops, I know you will move on. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Claire Martin, writer and DJ with Radio 13. I usually present classical music, so it's really cool to have a chance to select some non-classical. Thanks for this chance, Boyley. So my opening choice is an Auckland band, Yukon Era. They played at Cross Street Festival in February and have ambition and talent to see them becoming much more of a presence on the local band scene nationally once gigs start again. I love their energy and their edge. I realise I'm so not their demographic, but I listen to a huge range of music, and post-punk and indie rock has a special place in my heart and in my ears. This is my updated version of Interpol mixed with The Editors, with a nice bit of dirty guitar and expressive vocals in the mix. This is my pick of bands that I hope will continue to grow and will go on being a musical force to be reckoned with. The second song I chose is a song by another Auckland band, Skylar, spelled S-K-I-L-A-A, and their song Bluffin. I chose this because I love a bit of reimagined R&B, especially Kiwi style. Those who like Hiatus Coyote will like this song, and have a listen to the close harmonies. These are so hard to do well. I heard this band last year at the Tuning Fork, and they have everything going on, not least vocals from lead Chelsea Prestiti and tight backing vocals, but some excellent jazz-infused guitar and rhythms. Check them out when you can, and go see their upbeat live shows when you can. My final song is Imagining My Man from the awesome Aldis Harding and her 2017 album The Party, produced by John Parrish of PJ Harvey fame. I chose this because it speaks to me about the aftermath of a breakup, famously Aldis's breakup with Marlon Williams. Also because it showcases her hypnotic and otherworldly vocals, both the intimate low tones to the anguished upper register. It's a song that gets you addicted. So this is Feel from Yukon Era, followed by Bluffin, Skylar, and finishing with Imagining My Man from Aldis Harding. Cheers.
The only one I'm waiting for is my just loving with you. I just loving with you. Don't wanna show my hand, nah. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you. I, yeah, I'm just loving with you. I just loving with you. Don't wanna show my hand, nah. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you. Follow me, my every step, and I want not to get too close, God. If they tryna argue, I'll be running to kill, straight to my next meal. Then every call I back answer. It ain't that I don't feel for you, but I don't trust you now with that power if you need. So I keep them guys, I smoke up and fuck you good, make you out to the moon. I got too deep in the woods of abyss, got you in the mood to sit, and that's how I do. If you got a problem with that, I suggest you get the fuck out of my gap and go home, boy.
For letting the Bad Monkey pick a few of his favourite artists to celebrate New Zealand Music Month. Valkyrie is made up of Omar Gilroy, Rebel Red, and the one and only Brandon Haru. I was immediately drawn to the band because they create and produce each of their songs with stunning precision and form. The trio explore darkness, mysticism, magic, and more in their body of work, and their music videos are world-class. Fucking pieces of art. And like true artists, Valkyrie thrive best in a live setting. I chose the track Runaway Child because this song shows the strength of the band, but most importantly, truly represents the beautiful soul and vibe of Splore. And damn, the song is mighty catchy too.
Ready? Yes, let's do this. Where's all my runaway children at?
Yeah.
Nashville for some time, and I have always admired her creative mind and incredible resolve. She's very sharp and witty, always beaming with positive energy. One memory I will cherish forever is when I got to share the time and space with Kendall and her band when she recorded her debut album at Roundhead Studios in Auckland. The album Red Earth is just brilliant and will be close to my turntable always. I chose Black Dog by Kendall from her earlier EP, I Didn't Stand a Chance, because it is a deeply affecting song with great emotional depth, reminding me that my black dog is always close by. Afowa. Oh my, I love Holly. She's an incredible artist with unlimited potential. She reminds me of a young Sade Adu, so sensitive and gifted with a voice filled with great expression. I had the incredible privilege of being in the studio when Holly recorded this song, You Don't Know. I sat right in the middle of the studio, surrounded by Holly and her band of young musicians as they sang and played this very track. Holly, please don't let us wait much longer for more of your beautiful music.
You don't know. You don't know what it's like. See myself till I've found beyond my days, counting my steps, many things that I could say, but it just scares you away, and I'm left alone, living every other second you want, well you give your way.
Thanks for inviting me in to participate in your show for New Zealand Music Month. I got so excited that I'm going to do it myself next week. Okay, you asked me for three tracks. Pretty difficult. I have ended up choosing a little sequence in the mid-noughties. First up, 2004, the legendary Graham Brazier from his really neat little album he put out that year called East of Eden. It's got It's half. It's arranged and produced by Ricky Morris, and Brett Adams is on guitar, so all the usual suspects, and the song is Daughter of Angelique. After that, an iconic song from 2005 that won the Song of the Year Awards, the New Zealand Music Awards that year. That's from Breaks Co-op. You'll know the song. I bet a few people haven't heard it for a while. It's called The Other Side. Very cruisy. Crosby, Stills and Nashy. I remember the video being just as cruisy and very, very Kiwi. Beautiful song. And then, finally, a guy I went to school with way back at Southland Boys in the 60s. He was a year ahead of me. He was part of a group of nerdy brainiacs, but I used to get along with him real fine. I never suspected that he'd end up being the Iggy Punk of the New Zealand music scene. That, of course, is Chris Knox. Sadly, had a big stroke in 2009 and hasn't been making any music. There's a book coming out about Chris next year. I've been talking to the author. Anyway, this song is from Chris Knox and The Nothing, featuring Joel Mulholland on bass. And it's his usual iconic self with the song Queer. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Hold your head up high on the other side.
It's a wrap. Another COVID-19 Friends to the Ends radio show comes to an end, and hopefully not too far away from getting back into the studio with some friends in the flesh. Thanks heaps to Ruben, Claire and Roger making New Zealand Music Month just a little bit more special. As always, I have to say, have the last say, so here it is, Blue Day from My Sex. Released in 1984 and their second single off the album Where Do They Go, I thought it was quite apt given I suspect many are feeling a little weary and caged. As I've said, music is food for my soul, and this song in particular has always picked me up when the shadows of the black dog come sniffing around. Written by Murray Burns and Colin Bailey, Steve Gilpin gives his all to this banger, and it's a great representative of a little bit of Kiwiana, and it's best played loud. Have a great night. Thanks again for coming and listening to my show, and enjoy the other side. Thanks.
Tell myself it's just a